Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Sir, always a pleasure speaking with you, especially this time of year, because we get to do something that I think is very important in the music industry. I mean, we get a chance to celebrate the artists. We get a chance to celebrate producers. We get a chance to celebrate songwriters. But the guys who help bring that music out there, whether it be at the clubs, whether it be on radio, they never really get a chance to get their dues, and you're the man who helps that out. Explain what I'm talking about to the folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com.
Well, this would be our seventh year in doing this award show, and it is exactly that. It's an award show weekend that really all comes together on the Monday after the events, and is an award show that caters to and looks after all the DJs in the clubs and on radio, and all those guys who really work hard on the weekends to keep people happy and partying and having a good time.
You know, over the years, because we've seen like international artists like David Guetta, we've seen folks like Deadmau5, make his rise. A lot of people want to get into this business, but I don't think they really understand what it's about. If you can talk about really what is it like to be a DJ in this business these days.
Yeah, well, the role has changed quite a bit, as you would probably know. Back in the day, it was tough because it required you actually doing your homework, purchasing physical records, and practicing, and really trying to stay on top of what was going on. And then the digital age kind of came around, and the MP3s took over, and the good and the bad that came with that was it allowed almost anybody to become a DJ or call themselves a DJ, because access to the music became so fluid and it was there. And some people would say that would be the bad. But then the good was it allowed the DJ to really expand their role as a DJ and now be able to manipulate music like never before, and manipulate it to the point where they actually started to create new music. And then we saw the trend now from DJs turning into producers who have now turned to artists who've become, considered A-list celebrities with actual musicians and singers.
Now, and that's the other thing I want to get into, too, before we actually get into the awards itself. I've heard people say, how is a DJ considered an artist? Because all I do is see him jumping up and down and turning knobs while you have another artist who's actually singing. Explain that, please.
Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, now the role has become where the DJ can actually create brand new music. And what the DJ can do, I find, the way I see a DJ, it's kind of like, I've always compared it to an interior designer, where an interior designer won't actually create the furniture. You think you know what you're doing, and you put your couch in the living room and your TV here and there, and then a designer can come in and take that exact same furniture and really kind of make it look better. And I think the DJ kind of does that. A DJ is able to take a song, and by knowing what parts to play, when to play it, and how to play it, and with what to play it, can actually make a song better. And that's been a tried and tested formula that has worked for years, going back to radio when DJs actually had the power to pick what songs they'd like to play for their audiences, right? So the DJ is that guy who takes something that's good and can make it better, and through remixing can actually take something that's not so good and make it good. And that's the power of a DJ.
Now, this, of course, when we talk about this type of DJ awards, we're not talking just DJs in Toronto. This is nationwide.
Yeah, it's a national award show. We said from day one, if we're going to do this, let's do it properly and recognize DJs from across the country. Because as tough as it's been to get that recognition for DJs out here in Toronto, it's that much tougher for guys in secondary markets and smaller cities and provinces outside of the three big ones, we'll say. So we made sure that when we did it, we would do it properly and try to recognize as many national DJs as possible, from radio to club and now into production. And it's kind of evolved into a much bigger show now.
Who are, I should say, well, not yet for that question, but what are some of the categories?
Some of our favorite categories, we now have a Fan Choice Award, which recognizes the Fan Choice Club DJ of the Year, where fans actually get to pick the winners. We cover different genres of music, so we cover the house music scene with a house DJ category, electro, which has pretty much taken over the airwaves in the last few years. Hip-hop is still huge, a huge part of what we do, so we acknowledge underground hip-hop DJs who still still play more of that underground sound. Mainstream club dance DJs, DJs who do remixes, we have a category for them. Female DJs, of course, we love to represent them. And then we do regions. So Out West has a category. In the central part of Canada, they have a category. East Coast has a category. And then the three major cities, Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal, all have their own respected cities as well.
Who are some of the nominees this year?
This year, Drake. Drake's always a big one on the artist side of things. Some of the Belly's another one. Danny Fernandez has a couple of nominations. A beautiful young artist by the name of Alicia has a couple of nominations this year. On the DJ side of things, we have a lot of the usual suspects, guys like Jester and Four Corners. But I think what's amazing this year, because here's the thing, with regular award shows, you generally honor things that have happened in the last 12 months, the big songs that have come out the last year or the big movies that have come out the last, 12 months. With the DJ, because their lifespan is a lot longer than 12 months, they tend to have a longer staying power. So we recognize them for about 3-4 years or as long as they're doing what they're doing. But I think this year, in our seventh year, we've really started to see a new young DJ that has come and taken over, and the shift has been amazing. So a lot of young DJs like DJ Charlie Brown, DJ Spoons, Dames Nella, all these young guys have really stepped up their game and have now started to get that recognition, and you see them this year with multiple nominations.
One of my favorite, of course, is the where you guys honor a past DJ, somebody who has really broken ground. Who is it this year?
This year, we have two Hall of Famers. One's an artist and one's a DJ. Our DJ comes from Calgary and goes by the name of DJ Bunny, and he helped really create that hip-hop scene out there in Alberta years ago. And then our artist this year, which I'm so honored to say, is Michi Mee, which is incredible.
Much deserved. And like you said, this is a whole weekend. A lot of events going on.
Yeah, it kicks off Friday. There's lots of parties on the Friday. There's a great conference happening on the Saturday, and this conference is phenomenal. We've got Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan who's coming in to do a keynote address. And then we have a producers panel, which is incredible. It's T-Minus, Boy Wonder, Noah, 40 Shabib, Kuya will be there, and Rich Kid will be there. And really, like, it is just the who's who of producers right now. And the producers have really become the new stars now. So we saw the artists who would get that limelight. Then it quickly became the DJ who now started to get a lot of that shine. And really, we're seeing the producers who are really taking over, especially producers coming out of Toronto. And that lineup is worthy of that alone is a huge, huge, huge event. I mean, Billboard magazine just finished doing a story on Boy Wonder, 40, and T-Minus separately about how Toronto seems to be taking over and dictating the sound of music right now. So to have all three of them there at one shot is something that I'm honored.
Tell me, please, the boat cruise, the barbecue, is that still happening?
The barbecue is happening. The boat cruise is not happening. yeah, just because, well, this year, especially with the panel, we just wanted to make sure as many people would come out to support these producers and stuff like that. But the boat cruise, you had gone on the boat cruise a couple of times.
You can't let go. You got to bring the boat cruise back.
Okay, maybe we will bring it. We'll call it the Rudy Blair Tour.
There you go. So folks want to get tickets. If they can people just go to the show? Do they have to buy tickets? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, tickets are on sale, I think, as of yesterday at Ticketmaster.ca, so you can go online and purchase them. A lot of tickets are generally already spoken for, just with nominees, artists, performers, presenters, and sponsors. So there's always a small batch of tickets that are available, and you can pick them up right now online.
And where do we go online?
Ticketmaster.ca.
And, of course, your website, where do we go if we want more info?
Stylistgroup.ca, or you can follow us at Stylist Spinfest.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.